Hi, I'm Marcy Fox.
And I'm Tanner Griffin.
And this is the All Connected Podcast.
A small town pastor with big ideas.
And a rising real estate agent who puts dreams into actions. Coming together to change the world one episode at a time. Hi everyone, I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the very first episode of the All Connected Podcast, something that we have been planning and talking about for a while now. A long while now.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I think the cool thing about it taking a while to come together, though, is it's been more than just like, let's plan a podcast. It's been discussions about life and the challenges of life and expectations and purpose and mission and how things are connected and all the bigger conversations that went along with it. So,
right. And I think that we just discovered it's so easy to feel disconnected in our lives. It's so easy for so many things to feel random. Why is this happening to me? It doesn't make sense. But through both of us searching for a greater purpose, we did discover that all things are connected. Yeah. And so this podcast really is forming out of those conversations and discussions that we've just been having about life every day.
Yeah. But before we jump into these huge conversations that we have all the time, we should probably let people know who we are and who, you know, who they're listening to and what we're up to.
So. It's probably a good idea.
Okay. So I'll start. Like I said, my name's Tanner Griffin. I'm currently pastor of Winnemac Church of the Nazarene in Winnemac, Indiana. Been here for about 2 years. I have a wife and three kids. Wife's named Jessica. And before we were in Winnemac here pastoring, we worked at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Worked with college-age students and did some other operational stuff for the university. But before that, I worked in logistics management, distribution, transportation, inventory management, that type of thing. I have college degrees in religious studies and ministry preparation, and so that's kind of my background there, kind of a diverse setup. Not a lot of pastors go through logistics management as their professional experience, but that's where I am, and that's kind of what I bring to the table in conversation. So.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Winnemac, so graduated here, home of the Warriors, and right now I'm a real estate broker, and I am a marketing consultant, too. I have my own company with consulting. I am a single mom. I have a 7-year-old son named Ryder, and I wear a lot of different hats, mm-hmm. I suppose, and so my background was in corporate telecommunications. I was with a telecommunications company for 7 years. And they did a major reorg, and during that process, I found myself in a really tough place just trying to really analyze and figure out, what am I doing with my life? What does this look like? And so through going through that reorganization, I found myself in a place where I was just searching for something more. And we talk about, you know, searching for a greater purpose, mm-hmm. and I was just in this position to where it was like, I'm living for the meetings on my calendar every day,
right,
rather than living for the moments that are the most
right.
important. And so I made a decision to walk away from corporate, and at the time, I honestly had no idea what I was doing. I didn't really even have a plan. I literally left, like, putting all of my faith in God and was like, okay, here we go. I hope you know what we're doing, because I don't. But through that and trying to figure out those next steps, I actually started a motivational speaking series called the Warrior Speaker Series, and the Warrior Speaker Series was something that we did last year, and we got together people in our community to tell their stories and to just really bring connection among the community. And one of the things that I've discovered through different trials and stuff in my life as I've been talking with people and sharing my story is that it's all relative. And when we decide to be vulnerable and we open up and share things, mm-hmm. and we realize that we're not alone. And there's just so much power in sharing stories with people. And so that's really who I am and what I'm trying mm-hmm. to do every day between writing and even being a real estate agent. You know, there's a story behind every home that we sell mm-hmm. and every home that somebody buys. It's the start of a new story. And so mm-hmm. that's a little bit of background for me. I mean, my background's business and management and marketing, and right. I wear a lot of different hats, but so let's throw a podcast
well, right.
in the middle of that.
But I mean, we both found ourselves in Winnemac, which is, you know, the booming metropolis of Winnemac, small town, rural Indiana. And, you know, our paths crossed through, you know, I had heard of the Warrior Speaker Series, but had no idea what that was. So that came and went without me really paying much attention to it, although, you know, it was on the radar. And then, you know, I was doing stuff with the church, and finally our paths crossed and we had some conversations, and, you know, you shared some of your vision with the Warrior Speaker Series, and it just sounded so much. Obviously, the specifics were different. I mean, obviously, you were trying to do the program that you were putting together was different than what I tried to lead a church through. But the purpose underneath it, what you were hoping to accomplish, the impact on the community that you were trying to have, seemed to line up really well with what my hopes for the community was through the church. And so that's really how the idea of the podcast kind of got going was, yeah, the specifics of what our activities are different, but our goals are similar. And so,
well, and I think what's been so fun about it is you take two completely, let's say, different people, yeah, although we're alike in many different ways,
right,
too, but
right,
alike in many different ways. That made a lot of sense. But
whatever.
but we take two people with completely different backgrounds, and we discover that there's still that underlying connection through the conversations that we're having. And so, you know, as a pastor of the church, and I'm out selling homes and doing marketing projects,
right,
but through just talking about life in general, our stories are similar, our paths are similar, and there's just a lot of value in, I think, the discussions that we're having about life and every day. And I think that there's something that we can really be sharing with people, and why we're doing this podcast is to help other people kind of just discover their purpose too, to help people realize that there's, you know, there's purpose in the pain, and mm-hmm, that we don't have to be broken and we don't have to be alone through the experiences, that no matter who you are, no matter what your story is,
right,
that it's all connected.
Well, and, you know, I mean, you got somebody that is wanting to buy a home or start a family, or, you know, and they come, you know, and connect with you, and you get to hear their stories, or somebody contacts you for marketing services, and it's like, this is their vision for their business or their program or whatever, and you get to hear the dreams that's behind it, but also the struggles and the challenges. And so, I mean, it's less about the mechanics of what we're doing and more about the people behind it. And so what we found is the connection of people's search for truth and purpose and healing. Because that's the one thing that, I mean, that so much of our conversation has involved has been this: there's dreams, there's visions, there's a sense of calling and purpose, but also there's these hurts that seem to keep us from accomplishing those things, or holding us back, or these wounds. And what you've done with your Warrior Speaker Series is you've kind of shined a light in people's lives and places that they weren't necessarily wanting to. But, you know, you can't find healing unless you're, you know, willing to acknowledge what's there. And that's something that, as a pastor, that I try to get to as well, is what is the truth that is underneath stuff? Like, it's less about the day-to-day mechanics of stuff. You know, people want better jobs or more money or a better home or that type of stuff. But underneath that, there's a sense of needing belonging, or a sense of healing, or a sense of wanting to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so, like, what we try to do in our conversations is to get past the surface level stuff and realize that, you know, underneath it all, people are people, and they're really searching for something. And then we have, you know, we're people of faith, and so we believe that there is this God who has a purpose for us, and so it's calling us forward and calling us to fulfill a life of purpose. So,
well, I think we're all constantly searching for something more. We're searching for truth. We're searching for, you know, it's easy to compare ourselves to people, and
yeah,
and when we hear that, oh, there's someone else that understands and gets it, that goes a long way for people.
Yeah.
And you know, as you said, we are people of faith, and I guess we should say that, you know, this isn't a sermon
right,
that we're doing. This is not, we're going to open our Bibles and jump into a study. That's not the point of this podcast. The point is just to talk about how our faith has been a path for us to lead to these things, to lead to the greater purpose and calling that we,
yep,
feel like we have. And at the end of the day, like, it's about serving people. I mean, that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is help other people's lives, help be a positive, voice in all the chaos, help make an impact in other people.
Yeah, and I think our conversations can be helpful because we both get to that point of faith or the quest for truth or that search for purpose, but we don't start at the same place. Like I grew up in a church. I sensed the call to ministry at a relatively young age. I preached my first sermon when I was 16 years old. I was, the kind of the leader of the kids' youth group. Like, and so I've been on this path for a long time, where nobody's surprised that, 20 years later, I'm in a church pastoring. And that's nothing to say that your background is not valid, but like you came to this point from a completely different perspective, and your search for truth started at a different place, but we end up at the same point having these conversations. And so I think it's really cool that we can have these conversations, and it's not going to be, sermon or preachy or, I think even the questions that you ask or the questions that I ask, like, it's that dynamic because we do come from different perspectives.
Right. And I think that, I've held many leadership roles in different things, whether that was throughout school and being a part of organizations and being a general manager for a corporate company. But what I didn't realize personally is, like, it was all about just leading people. Mm-hmm. It was about the serving the people, but it wasn't necessarily, it wasn't all about the corporate. There was so much more to that.
Right.
And so that's what's really cool, is because you had this calling to go into ministry, and I had this calling, I feel like, to lead people. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that this is where it was leading me. Like I didn't realize it was going to be through sharing my stories and through the hardest things that have happened in my life. That there would be something positive that comes out of it. And so the most important thing for me now is when I'm sharing for people to understand, things are hard. Life is hard. Life is chaotic, but there's always something more. There's always something positive. You just have to choose to see it and look at life that way.
Yeah. So I guess, before we go any further, like if people are listening, what can they expect from this podcast that we do, hopefully on a regular basis that, what will they hear when they tune in? And I think you've already alluded to it several times that it's going to be stories, right? Like we're not so much about pumping out information. Here's five facts to know about something. That's not our MO. You're probably not going to be taking notes listening to this podcast. It's going to be people's stories, right?
Right. It'll be our stories, but it'll probably eventually be other people's stories too. I mean, we're planning on having people from various backgrounds that we'll be interviewing. We'll talk about just what is going on right in life right now. And we can talk about it from a worldly view, and we can talk about it from a personal view.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of everything, but it's just going to be real talk. That's the important thing, is what we have to share is real. It's life. It's what's happening. It's experiences. And yeah, it is some advice of how we've went through things, but it's just real talk.
Yeah. And I mean, so part of what we've realized is just that there's a lot of brokenness. There's a lot of pain that kind of consumes our lives. There's that hurt and that pain that prevents us from understanding our bigger purpose and calling. And so we're going to kind of tackle that head on and not be afraid to name it. And, a word that comes up a lot in our conversations is vulnerability. And what's really exciting though, is we see, amazing things happening. We see kind of this thing, these conversations that we're having, not only between you and me, but with people around us, the connections that we have with people through social media, Facebook or whatever, that there's this growing hunger. There's this desire for people to find their purpose, that, now is I think a really neat time, in a lot of people's lives to be able to connect with them. So that's what we're going to try to explore too, is, sharing what's going on around us and seeing some of those positive.
Well, and that's what's exciting is, we can do that from anywhere. You don't have to, we see connection and community every day between the small groups that we're in our church,
right,
and the different activities that we're doing locally. But I think the goal is really to build a community of people, a listening audience,
yeah,
that everyone can kind of come together and connect in that way too, because we're all feeling it. We're all sharing it. we're all understanding it, and we're just, I don't know, we're all on the same page, and we're all searching for the same thing.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the idea of a community, because, I mean, honestly, that's one of the things we've talked about, is how this fear of people really understanding my pain or really understanding what I've been through, I mean, there's just so many voices that push us towards unhealthy understandings that cause us to maybe want to hide or tuck away or pretend like the things that we're going through don't actually exist. And it has a tendency to isolate ourselves. And what we're doing with this podcast is kind of push back against those private impulses that say, you know, even with faith, I see this in the church. People have gone from it being a personal faith, like meaning that I'm engaged in it and it's real to me, to more of a private, and it's just this, well, it's just me and God. And I think what we'll find as we go through this, you know, each week we'll talk about truth. And sometimes it'll be, you know, a truth that maybe we learned through living life. Sometimes it'll be a truth that comes from Scripture. It won't be a sermon, like we said, but it'll be, you know, kind of us exploring some truth there. But what we'll start to see is that we're meant to live in community. And these things that we're most afraid to share with people actually keep us from living lives the way we were intended to live lives. And so, you know, we're going to try and tackle those things head on and encourage people and support them. And create that sense of community where people, like, this is a safe place to share these things and to discuss and explore those things. So
right, and I think you were talking about, there's nothing more deadly than us sitting in friendly captivity and trying to figure out how are we supposed to live our lives according to the way that the world wants us to live our lives. And I think that, you know, the most important thing that we're trying to do and we're trying to share is that we're trying to live our lives based on the way that we think we're meant to, the way that God meant us to meant for us to live our lives. And I think we're trying to encourage other people too. Like, you, that is the community. That's the opening up and saying, hey, what are we all supposed to be doing together? How do we come together to do these things and accomplish greater things than just worrying about what's going on between just me and God or me and this person or me and this thing? Is how do we make a bigger impact and how do we do it all together? Because there's so much more love. There's so much more encouragement. You get rid of fear. It's so much more freeing when you have a community doing things behind you and with you.
Yeah. So I guess from my perspective, I see the podcast doing two things. Like, we have two goals. One is to help people to get free from the things that they've been struggling with, or the pains they've been carrying, or the wounds that they haven't let healed. Like, so the first thing is just help people acknowledge, maybe even name it for the first time, and find health and healing from that. But then not just to stop there, but to accept that there is a larger purpose and a larger meaning behind their lives, and help them and encourage them as they embrace a life of connection with others and see what their role is in the larger community.
Right. And that's exciting to know that we're free to do something. And
yeah.
Being free from something is scary enough. There's so much fear that is involved there with just, like you said, even just saying it for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's, once you can be free from those things, you can just do so much more. And that's exciting. I mean, this is going to be a really fun project and a really good thing through this podcast. And I think we're just going to see so many opportunities open up. And hopefully it's something that, you know, you all find very valuable and that you can tune in and listen to. We're excited to really get this going and to just build new episodes for you to listen to every day and new topics.
Yeah. And then we're going to have, there's going to be a Facebook page for this. And so that's a great place to have conversations. You can connect with us that way as well. And so we don't want it just to be a one-way conversation. We want you to be able to engage in these discussions and ask questions or maybe even suggest topics or, you know, encourage others, you know. And so we really want it to be a resource for people and not just you know, platform for us to say what we're thinking.
Absolutely. And the Facebook page you can find is just @ The All Connected Podcast.
Yep.
So we'll have the page up there and we'll be sharing episodes. And then those will connect back to iTunes, of course, is where everything's going to be.
Right, the podcast will be hosted there. And so, you know, if you find it valuable or you find something meaningful there, you know, if you can review it and share it with your friends, that helps other people find us. And kind of get us going.
Absolutely. Give us your suggestions, like you said, though. I mean, that's going to be, we're really going to be open to some feedback of what do you want to hear? What kind of questions do you have? What are things that you're struggling with that maybe we can help find some truth and purpose to?
Yep. So that's what we're all about. That's the All Connected podcast. It's just really trying to push back against this idea that everybody's alone and life is random and chaotic, and really to see the truth that connects everything together, and really that truth is people, and that our stories unite us more than they divide us, and build that community and encourage people in that. So
right, finding out that it's all connected.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll wrap this one up and look forward to the first episode that we'll be having. And we're excited to have you guys here. So thanks for tuning in.
Yep. Feel free to share with anybody you think might enjoy this. And we'll be back soon.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
We're excited to be finally sharing it with you and letting you know what's going on and what we're up to.
I don't know. I froze. Hey, everyone. I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast.
It is. It really is.
You went for your coffee. Hi, everyone. I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast.
And we're so excited to finally be able to share this with you. This is our introduction episode, and we'll just briefly share with you what this whole podcast is about and who we are and why we're doing what we're doing. It's been in the works for a while, and we're finally sitting down and making it happen.
How do I tie in the All Connected part? That was a good intro, though. Hi, everyone. I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast.
And we're excited to finally be able to share with you this podcast. We've been planning and talking and dreaming about what it could be for quite a while now. And now we finally get to sit down and make it happen. And so this is our introduction. It is. Introduction.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast.
We're so excited to finally be able to share this podcast with you. We've been talking about it and planning on it for a long time and finally get to sit down and record our introduction episode.
I don't think anyone understands.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord, help us. Hi, I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast.
We're so glad to finally be able to sit down and record this introduction episode and share with you these ideas and plans that we've been having for a while. And honestly, it's been more than just planning a podcast. We've been talking about life and purpose and mission and bigger picture stuff for a long time now. And the podcast is kind of the culmination of those conversations.
Right. I mean, we're constantly living lives that feel so disconnected and so random all the time. But through a search for greater purpose for both of us, we discovered that all things in life are actually all connected.
Oh, my.
I can't. Nope. Hi, everyone. I'm Marcy.
And I'm Tanner.
And this is the All Connected podcast. This is the very first episode.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't do it. Hi, I'm Marcy.
What is happening now?